When cities wrestle with how to stop violent homicides, the first solution is often to work harder to find killers. The pace at which law enforcement does that is called the clearance rate. So it's tempting to assume when the clearance rate goes up, killing goes down. But is that true? It's Wednesday afternoon at the Bibb County Law Enforcement Center in Macon, Georgia. Time for first appearances in the small courtroom inside the jail. On today's docket, one crime. A murder charge.
You are Damian Henderson.
Henderson is one of two men accused of murdering Mercer University basketball player Jabri Bryant. This is his second hearing. He entered a plea of not guilty here weeks ago. Accused killers appear often in Bibb County courts. According to the FBI, the county had a homicide clearance rate of 81% in 2014. The national average is 64%. Savannah Chatham's 2014 rate was 22%. So what does any of this mean?
For our purposes, it just means that we have the ball.
That's Bibb County District Attorney David Cook. His office has a record of taking the ball and securing convictions that closely tracks the clearance rate. Not every cleared case becomes a conviction. He doesn't have numbers on clearance and deterrence, but he has a story.
We had a drive-by baseball bat beating.
One gang drove up to another gang's hangout and beat them with baseball bats. No guns. Cook says one gang member told investigators he was afraid.
You and the DA have been real serious on this gang stuff, and we knew if we shot somebody and killed them that we'd never get out.
Stories like that make people feel better. Cook says people tell him as much when he's in the grocery store. Al Bloomstein says stories like this are good for our communal health.
The feel is much more important to the community.
Bloomstein is a criminologist at Carnegie Mellon. He was an engineering physicist before President Lyndon Johnson tapped him to head a data-driven crime task force. He says there are too many other variables in the way to see how clearance affects deterrence.
Like number of people recruited into the gangs, like the economic opportunities available that would encourage people to leave the gang.
And Bloomstein says potential killers don't care about numbers.
It's just us nerds.
So he's doubtful that arrests alone slow killing. But he says the numbers do show how well a police force does its job.
And particularly in the communities where there's a strong rapport between the police and the community, you're going to get information about who might have committed something.
And that information clears cases. Bloomstein says that rapport comes easier outside of big cities. This last point hits home with Macon-Bibb County Sheriff David Davis.
A lot of our investigators grew up in some of these neighborhoods. They know these individuals. Some of them may even be related to them in some way or another.
Davis says investigators' phones start ringing not long after a violent death. But despite the annually high clearance rate, Macon-Bibb County saw 12 more homicides in 2015 than in 2014. That was part of a national trend. So Davis's office is looking back to Al Bloomstein's messy variables to deter killing before it happens.
See what groups we can engage that have services that can help some of these young people get education, get some of these life skills.
Skills like conflict resolution, for instance. So if you ask how catching killers alone stops homicides, the answer is it probably doesn't. Still, the DA, the criminologist, and the sheriff agree. You have to catch killers. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.